An agreement is near on a bill to have the state pick up the cost of county social services. House Majority Leader Al Carlson has introduced amendments to the bill that call for a two-year pilot project involving having the state take over all North Dakota County's costs for providing social service programs. Then, after 2 years,
we're going to ask the Department of Human Services to put in their budget a plan for the future for us taking over these services, and that's basically what it does.
Carlson says the state will take over the actual cost of the program without hold harmless clauses. As originally proposed, counties that did not levy the maximum 20 mils for social services would get an extra pot of money so that property taxpayers would see relief equal to what people would have received in the current 12% buy-down program. He says the amendment also encourages efficiencies and consolidations in services wherever possible.
Most of them are mandated services, and the counties have always felt that because they're mandated that we should be paying for them, and we've had them forever. Those services have been theirs that we tell them they have to provide. So is this a good thing? Yes, it is. It was a hard pill to swallow on the 12%, but the reality is that we neither collect nor assess property tax, and it's time for us to make a different direction there.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner says this is a compromise that he can live with. He says once that 20 mil authorization is gone, counties can't transfer those mills someplace else.
And that's one of the things that property tax people are very upset about, is that they continue to keep using more and more of these mills that are available to them by law. Those will be taken off, and they can never, ever take them in any way or form to levy for property taxes.
Carlson says this will also free up some money to help balance the general fund budget. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.